How does the culture of the workplace affect objectification of employees? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Peter Belmy, assistant professor of business administration at the University of Virginia, looks into this question.
In the course of doing this research with Juliana Schroeder from UC Berkeley, one of our participants shared the following story. My coworkers don't express interest in anything about me and will only do so if they require my assistance. There were many times when my manager would use my skills to complete a project and then take all the credit for it. At work, my needs as a human being are often ignored. Many people have experienced being objectified at work in some way. In a series of studies, we found that objectification is pervasive in the United States because most workplaces operate under the principle that money is everything. We find that this kind of mindset is one reason that prevents people from making deep social connections at work. When our environment promotes the message that money is all that matters, we start to treat each other based solely on what we stand to gain. This research may help explain why we currently have what we call a loneliness epidemic in America. Despite spending most of our waking hours at work, many Americans are not developing strong social bonds with their coworkers. According to data from the U.S. Department of Labor, only 1 in 3 people count a colleague as a close friend. So how do we solve this problem? We need a new story of business. We need to think of work as a deeply human institution. We need to give people opportunities to build bridges and develop deeper connections. Opportunities where people can talk one-on-one or actually do something meaningful together. Opportunities that allow us to see our coworkers as more than just their professional role. In the midst of this crisis, that might be hard to do, but maybe we could start with something small by making it a daily habit to ask others, "What's in your heart?"
That was Peter Belmy of the University of Virginia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.